Tomorrow afternoon, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah. Well, 3:30, I believe, is the kickoff.
Hope the field's in better
with
shape.
With the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah.
Wasn't it also at the Orange Bowl that they had some issues with turf just coming up in clumps?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because West Virginia was wearing it out.
Yeah. They kept running in the same place, between the hash marks and between the goal lines.
Yeah, and the groundskeeper said, it ain't made for this many touchdowns.
That's right. We're not supposed to have this many points. This is where the Dolphins play.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess the little bit of video I saw of that as I was watching them continue to pound those guys.
Yeah,
just
that had
like
problems. Yankee Stadium had problems for that.
You would expect that, though,
because
they had an area
Pinstripe bowl.
They had an area that was a skinned area.
Uh-huh.
You know, that other place, mm-hmm. wherever, not Joe Robinson, what's it called now? Like, they've got some name for it.
I'm sure. I know.
The park where people gave a lot of money to name it in Miami. Uh-huh. You know, it looked to me like it got tore up. Anyway, we didn't have a ball game last night?
No, no ball game last night.
Why is that?
Well, it's just the way the calendar fell. Didn't have one on New Year's Day. So
tonight's the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, tonight's
play the Cotton Bowl tonight.
That'll be great.
Tonight's the second to last really significant bowl game. We got, you know, two little Alabama games sneaking in this weekend. But
Played at high school stadiums.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But Kansas State and Arkansas.
Okay.
Arkansas knows how to win at that Cowboy Stadium. Yeah. We know that.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh. Yeah. So now, has ESPN got helicopters showing more buses leaving Baton Rouge coming to New Orleans today?
I don't know. If they can, they will.
Yeah, because this is one of only two bowl games tonight that is not being broadcast by ESPN.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, so
they have
other
programming.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
According to ESPN, it doesn't exist.
Not there. Well, let's see here. The political races are heating up in some ways, and
mm-hmm.
you know, things getting testy up there in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
people taking pot shots at one another.
Well, Mitt's not there to defend himself, for one thing.
That's true.
He snuck down to South Carolina.
But then you take somebody like Rick Santorum.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what Rick did? I mean,
we're hearing more and more about things that Rick does now.
Yesterday in New Hampshire,
he was
talking about. He's relevant. He's been trying to be relevant.
Yeah.
And he's gotten $1 million a day for the last 2 days, but apparently got booed yesterday in New Hampshire
for
talking about gay marriage.
Yeah.
And his stance on that. But this is from Iowa before he left. That's kind of got him in a little hot water. Rick Santorum.
I was in Indianola a few months ago, and I was talking to someone who works at the Department of Public Welfare here, and she told me that the state of Iowa is going to get fined if they don't sign up more people under the Medicaid program. They're just pushing harder and harder to get more and more of you dependent upon them so they can get your vote. That's what the bottom line is. I don't want to make people's lives better by giving them somebody else's money.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
I believe he characterized all of them as being black. Oh. That would be on the receiving end.
Wow. Anyway. And nobody made him say that.
No.
I mean, nobody made him say that. But he did.
I've learned that in politics, it's best not to even use a color unless you're describing something that it's inanimate.
That's true.
Now, and then he makes things worse by denying that he used the word black. Well, no, Rick, you really did. I mean,
we got it on tape.
Memorex.
Yeah. I believe you said the word black people there. Now, it's interesting because
he misspoke then.
Well, he said, believe me. At first he responded by saying he'd recently watched the documentary Waiting for Superman, which he characterized as about black children, and that perhaps the quote was in reference to the film. Okay, perhaps the quote? You're the one who said it! What do you mean? You don't know what you were thinking when you said it? Anyway, and there are people who think you misheard the word black. He didn't really say black. It was just a word that sounded like
black. Didn't really sound garbled to me.
No. Now, if you want to do some stats, if you want to run some numbers, CBS News looked at the racial distribution of food stamps in Iowa. 9% of the recipients are black. 84% are white. Others pointed out that nationally, whites receive a larger portion of public assistance. But look, you have to understand overall the population makeup, because blacks account for about 12% of the U.S. population and only about 3% of the population in Iowa. When you span it all out, you take federal dollars and you take state dollars, it comes out about like this. 39% are white, 38% are black, 17% are Latino. And as with anything with statistics, you can find a statistic and grab it to support your position. But what in the world is a presidential candidate doing, saying that? I mean, just...
Show Observer would like to hear the cut again.
Okay, I can... let me go back and...
If you can find it.
I can do that, okay.
Public welfare here, and she told me that the state of Iowa is going to get fined if they don't sign up more people onto the Medicaid program. They're just pushing harder and harder to get more and more of you dependent upon them so they can get your vote. That's what the bottom line is. I don't want to make people's lives better by giving them somebody else's money. I want to give them the opportunity to go out and earn the money.
He did kind of soften the B a little bit, but I don't think there's any arguing about what he said.
Yeah, I think that's right. And again, he finishes by saying, I want them to be able to go out and earn their own money. But anytime you take any group and say, those people.
Yeah, them, you.
You are setting them apart. And that's probably not a good thing to be doing. So in the meantime, let's wash our ears out with this. This is, I don't know who this guy is. I probably ought to go look it up. But he posted videos of comedians doing all the major presidential Republican candidates after Iowa.
Uh-huh.
This is the fake commercial comments of Rick Perry.
After the Iowa caucuses last night, Rick Perry let the nation know that he's not going anywhere.
Look, I keep getting made fun of because I don't seem smart. I may not be a master debater. I may not be a polished guy who runs for office, but I would be a great guy who is... the head of the country guy. Don't think I'm not smart just because I don't have a big thing of words. But I'm fixing to keep running this race till my shoes wear out or my face falls off. I'll tell you that much right now. Bring it.
Bring it.
That's pretty good imitation.
It is. It is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Guy it's, who is. Yeah. The head of the country guy.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm not smart just because I don't have a big thing of words. But I'm fixing to keep running this race till my shoes wear out or my face falls off. I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah.
You know, how long until he gets a card from George W. Bush that says, thank you for making me not to be the biggest buffoon to ever come from the state of Texas?
That's right.
At least in appearances.
Yeah, I understand. Craig James.
Oh, see, now I can't wait for this.
Craig James has rolled out his first commercial.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Rick Perry changed Texas. Cut waste. Reduce taxes. Put people back to work. Like Rick Perry and like you, I know that America can get back on track by getting back to the values that made us great. Uh-huh. I'm Craig James, and I approve of this ad because I believe in America.
So he's
on- As opposed to his... As opposed to the other people running for the United States Senate who don't believe in America.
That's right. They hate America.
Yeah.
That's why they want to be in politics.
Uh-huh. But again, and I swear to you, if you see the video, it's the Craig James for Senate commercial. The first picture is Rick Perry.
I know. You
so
sent
he's hitched
it to
his
us
wagon
yesterday.
To that, huh?
He's on those Rick Perry coattails.
My thought is, which aren't that long right now.
Getting shorter and shorter every day, aren't they?
My thought is that focus group result had not come back before he did the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Perry changed Texas. Cut waste. Reduce taxes. Put people back to work.
Yeah.
Like Rick Perry and like you, I know that America can get back on track by getting back to the values that made us great. Yeah. I'm Craig James, and I approve of this ad because I believe in America.
Hmm. Yeah, so there you go. And he's, I guess he's out there running, huh?
I guess so.
He's ready to put his money up there. And
not going
to
put him in a closet.
Yeah. No. Not at all.
Well, he's still got some of that SMU money, I'll bet.
Well,
a pool is more than a place to swim.